Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Members of the General Assembly are closing in on the halfway mark of this year's session, and the new Democratic majority has zoomed through a huge number of major initiatives. What's the mood there at the Capitol, Michael?
Well, I guess the big picture is that Democrats are excited that they're finally able to take action on this long list of stuff they've wanted to do for the last 20 years. Now, Republicans, on the other hand, they've been marginalized, and they're feeling kind of blue about all the changes they see happening all over the place. One of those Republicans is former Governor Bob McDonnell. Now, I ran into him visiting lawmakers this week, and I asked him what he expected to see out of the new Democratic majority.
I think this session, you've kind of come out of it seeing more abortion, more regulations, more taxes, more gambling, less restrictions on crime, and less and more restrictions on guns. I think it's going to be a different Virginia.
Now, a lot of Republicans are expecting to see a very different Virginia when all this is over in March.
Democrats have spent the week taking action on a long list of agenda items. They've created new protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity. They've moved toward increasing the minimum wage. They've removed the requirement for a photo ID to vote. How are they feeling about all that?
Well, Democrats are thrilled that all these bills are zooming through the process, although some of the more progressive elements have been stalled. For example, there was an effort to prevent Dominion Energy from making campaign contributions. That's been scuttled. And there was an effort to legalize marijuana. That's gone up in smoke, although lawmakers are still talking about decriminalization. Now, I asked Governor Ralph Northam about McDonnell's criticism that all these changes will lead to a different Virginia.
When I gave my State of the Commonwealth, I was very proud to look out over the General Assembly. It much more reflects our society than it did 10 years ago when I started out here in Richmond. So I think Virginia is progressive. We're moving in a great direction, and we're moving as a result of the voters on November the 5th.
Elections have consequences, and this year it's going to have a lot of consequences.
Next week is going to be a key milestone, the halfway point of the General Assembly session. How is that influencing the action there?
Well, frankly, it's making people cranky. Check out this exchange between Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and Senate Minority Leader Tommy Normand. They're arguing about Senate Rule 43. Now, the Senate has a lot of rules, and this one says that all senators who want to speak on a bill must have an opportunity to do that before they get to speak a second time. Here's Fairfax, followed by Normand.
Well, you cited a rule that you wanted followed. When it's followed, you now don't want it followed in discretion. So I'm going to let you continue, but I don't accept your admonition.
Mr. President, I don't expect you to admonish me on the rules of the Senate, but speaking to the
bill, and I don't expect you to admonish me either. So continue.
Mr. President, I remind you, you are not a member of the Senate.
I was elected by 1.36 million.
Mr. President, I'm going to speak to the bill.
And you should. You have the floor.
Speaking to Senate Bill 277, here is the inequity.
Senate Bill 277, by the way, was just about a tax deduction for commuter benefits, not the kind of stuff you would think would raise the temperature. But Tuesday is the final deadline for action because it's the day all the House bills cross over to the Senate and all the Senate bills cross over to the House. So that's really turning up the heat on everybody here.
Well, can I ask another question, or is that against the rules?
Well, fortunately for us, we don't have to follow the Senate rules.
That's a good thing, because I wouldn't want to admonish you. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.